Hi, it's Ian Mack from The Mid-Morning Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It is indeed. Welcome again to another week of IMO. This is the show that, of course, stands for, in my opinion, and all about what... And it's just all about what you think, you know. You know, I know, you know, we all know. It's where I take news from all over the interweb nets, put it on a piece of paper because I find it interesting, and share it with you, and I want to know what you think. I want to know. It's very, very important to me. So my top story today is all about the floating bridge. I'm putting my neck on the line and talking about a hot topic. I guess it's a hot topic at this point. It's been a while, but I guess it's a hot topic. So I'm going to be talking about the floating bridge because I was reading the most recent article about it, and something occurred to me that really kind of makes me question most things I know about the floating bridge. Anyway, we'll be getting into that in a minute. We've also got a pointless poll on the way. I mentioned earlier it's all about Easter animals and which one you perhaps have a preference for. As usual, that sounds like it's going to be a complete waste of time, but worth it, I hope. Yes, many, many good things on the way today. I've also got a Tune of the Week on the way from Ash. This is the second time I've featured her on Tune of the Week, which means I really, really like the music she makes. And this is off her new EP, and I'm sure you're going to love that, so that's something else to look forward to. Anyway, with all the things I'm talking about today, I want to know what you think, and you can let me know in a many, many, many ways. Primarily, of course, it's through social media. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Vectis Radio. I trust you can find it. I trust you can find it. If you want to send a text, the number for that is 60777. That's 60777. But before you send that message, if you start it with BR6T, then another T, it comes right through to the nerve center. So make sure you add that at the start of your message. Otherwise, it will just go into nothing. It will go into absolutely nothing at all. And I won't be able to read out your lovely thoughts on the things we're talking about. If you want to do it old school, there is also email. The address for that is studio@vectisradio.fm if you want to get in touch. And that's all for the beginning, all the ways you can get in contact. So let's jump into our top story today, all about the floating bridge. I know, we'll make it through together, I'm sure. Welcome to part one, let's say, of IMO, which of course stands for In My Opinions, where I talk about news and stuff. So my top story today, it's all about the floating bridge. Dun, 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 dun. I feel like I need a Dracula theme with the amount of things that have been said and thrown about the floating bridge. I was reading an article recently. It was about a report into an incident on the floating bridge that led to a crew member being airlifted to hospital. And this has got released through like a Freedom of Information request. And the report is kind of heavily like censored and redacted, is the fancy term for that. But some of the details that are able for us to see do give a little bit of an inkling into what went on there. There was, I believe some of the things that were quoted in the article that I was reading was, I think it was very generalized risk assessments for engineering tasks, and that would mean that there were significant hazards that were left unchecked. Though it isn't clear, I want to make this this point quickly, is that it isn't clear if these things played a direct role in the incident with the crewman. It's just mentioned in the same document. There's no explicit link between the two before you to the conclusions with it. I just want to make that clear, that there isn't necessarily a link between those two things, the thing about the risk assessments and the guy being airlifted to hospital, not necessarily linked. But since receiving this report, the council has said that they've made operational changes and informed the appropriate authorities. So that seems all well and good. And, of course, we all know the story. Since its introduction, the floating bridge has been the butt of many a joke and plagued by many issues. And the catalogue of issues that it has suffered in its first year and a bit of service has been well documented by everything. There was in the article I was reading, there was a timeline of all the different things that had happened to it. And it occurred to me that there hadn't actually been a major issue, looking at the timeline, there hasn't actually been a major issue with the floating bridge in about 5 to 6 months. And that kind of made me have a bit of a... it's not a brainwave. I don't know whether epiphany is the right word. But it occurred to me that really there isn't, at the moment at least, there hasn't actually been a problem with the bridge for an extended amount of time. The main issue now is trust, because people naturally are a bit wary of the floating bridge given its history. So I don't feel the issue is now technical, actual problems with the bridge itself. I feel like it's more just a perception that it's kind of slightly dodgy to use. And so that was the thing that occurred to me, and I thought it was very interesting, and I wanted to know what you think, because I know that my dad, when we were driving around the island the other day, we were doing a classic good old tip run. It's Easter holidays, so that's how you signify that spring has arrived. Quick, go to the tip. But we drove round through Newport, and we didn't use the bridge because early on there were reports of cars scraping on the thing, and we don't want to damage the car, which is fine, but I don't know whether that's the case anymore. And as there hasn't been a major issue flagged in 5 to 6 months, I don't really know whether it's the case anymore. That's the thing that I'm asking. So the question I'm asking all the people here, I know I kind of garbled and danced around it a bit there, but the question I want to ask you is there anything that could be done to make you trust the floating bridge again? So anything at all, anything. It could be a preposterous thing. It could be just something tiny, just like an Easter card from the floating bridge. I don't know. But I want to know what you think. You can let me know, of course. Primarily, it's through social media, Twitter and Facebook. I trust you can search it and find us. Look for the big green logo. You can also send me a text. I'm really interested with this story. I want to know what you think about it. So let me know. You can send me a text. The number for that is 60777. But before you send that message, make sure it starts with BR6TT. Then it comes right through to my face. And if you want to do it old school, there is, of course, emails. The address for that is studio@vectusradio.fm. I'm very, very interested to hear what you think about this one. So the question again is there anything that could be done to make you trust the floating bridge again? So I'll be monitoring all the different things over the next while during the musical interlude, and I'll be picking some of the interesting responses and sharing them and having a little bit of a discussion in the second half if we have time. So how about a bit of a musical interlude? Give us time to something to think about all of that. So we've got music from Eminem on the way, but first, Clean Bandit. This is a future hit. It's called Mama.
Hi, this is Marco from Marco's Mod Anthems. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Sound the alarm. It's pointless poll time. Ring, 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 ding, 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 ding. I should get a bell. I should get a bell and an alarm of some kind, because that sounded horrible. So this week, it's pointless poll time. Yes, it's pointless poll time for this week. It's where I poll the audience on a pointless topic. And last week, it was Easter themed, and I'm keeping the Easter theme this week, but a slightly different Easter related question. So last week I was talking about shops and how I've started seeing Easter eggs and shops and stuff, and it reminded me of how some London department stores like to start their Christmas ranges in August. Shops jumping the gun when celebrating big events. Love it or hate it was the question I posed to the island. And I am happy to say we have a consensus over Facebook and Twitter. And We've all agreed, the island has agreed, that we hate it. This is really annoying. I totally agree with everyone here. It is very annoying when it's just calm down, please. Save it to, like, if it's Christmas, just start doing it in December. Start doing it in December, please. And if it's Easter, start doing it, like, a couple of weeks before. So, like, the beginning of this week or something should be the first time I see an Easter egg in the shops. Surely, surely that should be the case. Anyway, to break it down, on Twitter, it's been 60% for hate it, 40% for love it on there. So that's the breakdown on Twitter. If we head over to Facebook, a bit more of a landslide for hate it here. We've got 83% of that vote going to hate it, with only 17% going for love it. Who are these people? Who are they? You do you, I guess. But that is the results of last week's poll. Let's get into this week's Easter-themed poll. So, this week's pointless poll is all about Easter again. But this one is all about the animals. I love the animals. Of all the big celebrations, I think Easter is the one most associated with a variety of animals, because spring springs, all the animals appear from nowhere, stuff like that, you know. And so, you know, eggs are on shelves, it's green and yellow everywhere, Easter is on the way. So, at this time of year, it's always the rabbits and the baby chickens that are everywhere, the bunnies and the chicks, the Easter bunny and the Easter chick. That they've become kind of synonymous with the festival. Ooh, using a big fancy word. But I thought it would be funny to find out which one is the superior Easter animal, okay? So, if Harry Hill has taught us anything, if we want to find out anything, there's only one way to find out: fight. So, I am asking you this week, which is the Easter animal, the definitive Easter animal, the bunny or the chicken? The poll will be going up on Twitter and Facebook in just a moment, and it will be staying there for the entire week. So you can take your time on this one. You can have a think about it all through the week and cast your vote. The results will be announced, as always, in next week's show. I'm looking forward to this one because it's quite pointless. It's possibly the most pointless poll I've ever done. Try saying that three times fast. So yes, the poll, it'll be going up on Facebook and Twitter. It'll stay there for the entire week. You know what you're doing by now, I'm sure. So here's Dave and Ansel Collins with Monkey Spanner. See you in a bit.
Hi, this is Kelvin from The Retro Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It is indeed, and welcome back to part two of IMO. Now, let's have a bonus story, why don't we? I think we've got time. Yes, it's 10 to 7. I think we've got time for a quick little bonus story. This is just something to leave you with, a thought, an interesting thing. So this one's all about Prince Harry. So Prince Harry and Meghan have joined Instagram over the last week, and they've caused a bit of a stir after one man revealed that they had claimed his username. Oh, no! So the Royals' new account has the username Sussex Royal, okay? So just all one word, lowercase. And I believe it set a record for, like, most amount of followers in a short space of time, which is pretty crazy. But it had previously been used by a man called Kevin from West Sussex, who supports Reading Football Club, known as the Royals, hence the username Sussex Royal. And in response to the takeover, he said that he was flattered, but also a bit annoyed. The fact that he first learned about the takeover through a joking text from a friend kind of says all it needs to say. Instagram has inserted some extra characters into this man Kevin's username. I believe they put some underscores in somewhere in order to hand Sussex Royal over to Meghan and Harry. And Instagram have also said that the account was inactive and it was just following its policy. So, the interesting question I wanted to leave you with today on this bonus story is, should there be special treatment for for important people on social media. We all know the trials and tribulations of going onto a new website or having to create an account, and that one name that you use everywhere else isn't available, so you've just got to put 01 at the end. That is so annoying. That is the most annoying thing to me. And so, as a result, I don't know. I feel like important people should... It should be a level playing field because, I mean, I guess it would make sense if social media was local, if that makes any sense, which it probably doesn't. But because social media is, like, the entire globe, I feel like it should be same rules for everyone. But that's just what I think. I do want to know what your thoughts are on this, so... answers on a postcard, or you can let me know via social media, text and email. You can look us up on Twitter and Facebook. The text number is 60777, but if you start that message with BR6TT, it will definitely come through. If you don't, it could go to literally anyone. And of course, the email address is studio@vectisradio.fm. Now, that is pretty much all I have this week, but that is not all that is left on Vectis Radio for this evening. Marco is waiting in the wings, ready to take the reins for the Mod Anthems show, Marco's Mod Anthems, which will take you from 7 all the way until 10. And, of course, if you're staying up really, really late, there'll be something going on. If you are waking up tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, we've got Hello Vectis if you're waking up extra early. And Ian is covering the breakfast show and doing the mid-morning show tomorrow. So I'm pretty sure he'd love some support. It's a bit of a long haul. I wouldn't want to get up in the morning. I'm on holiday at the moment, which is why I'm 9,000% less tired than usual. So great stuff. Yes, that is it for me for now. I'll be back next week with another installment of Complete Lunacy. That is the IMO show, call standing for In My Opinion. Marco is up next with the Mod Anthems. And to take you up for the new to the news for 7 o'clock, we'll have a bit of Mumford & Sons. This is Beloved, and maybe a little bit of Maroon 5 after that. I hope you enjoyed all of that, and thanks for listening. You can tune in live to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7pm on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online. I hope to see you there.